In 1919, graduate student Mary Leah Hager at the University of California found some strange features in the light coming from distant stars. Light travels a long way to get to Earth, and certain wavelengths are absorbed by whatever's floating around in between. Hager noticed some unique patterns, which seemed to be caused when the light was absorbed by clouds of material in interstellar space. These patterns became known as the diffuse interstellar bands. Usually scientists can match these absorption patterns with known molecules to identify what the material is made of. But these bands didn't match anything. Fast forward a few decades to the 80s and 90s, and scientists discovered a potential molecular match. But they've had to wait till now to conclusively identify the culprit, as John Meyer from the University of Basel in Switzerland explained to Lizzie Gibney.
The whole exciting bit came about with the discovery of the buckyball molecule, the molecule which is shaped like a football with 60 carbon atoms at each corner of the football in 30 years ago, which led, of course, to the Nobel Prize. And immediately after the discovery of this thing, we decided to develop and apply methods to measure the positively charged buckyball molecule, like in space, where molecules tend to lose one electron. So we applied our technique on this charged buckyball molecule. Astronomers made measurements in a similar region with their telescopes and found that the features which we saw were very close to what the astronomers were measuring. And this happened in 1993, 1994, so 20 years ago.
And how has it taken you so long to confirm that the signal definitely is being caused by these buckyball ions?
Very good question. It took 20 years of experimental development. And it was so technically challenging creating conditions such as in interstellar space. In other words, temperatures near the absolute zero and extremely high vacuum. So this required technologies which were developed with lasers, molecular beams, and such techniques. And finally, after 20 years, we managed to measure the signature of this positively charged buckyball. This all happened this year, and compared it to the astronomical measurement, and it's absolutely bang on. It's spectacular. There's just really no doubt that this proves, first of all, that the first definite identification of the two diffuse interstellar bands. And secondly, the consequences, I think, for astronomy and how molecules are formed and perhaps even, you know, life and so on, are quite spectacular that this positively charged buckyball is out there in space, stable.
And of course, other scientists using different telescopes have found that there are buckyballs in their full atomic form also in space. Is that right?
What has happened in astronomy itself in the past 5 years is that astronomers have looked at the infrared rather than the optical. And in the infrared, the astronomers discovered the characteristic signatures of the buckyball molecule itself, in other words, without it being charged. And the signals come out of areas like planetary nebulas, where carbon-rich and other stars are spitting out the material into space. And in this extremely hostile environment, these molecules, these amazing molecules, are being formed. And the follow-up, of course, is now that we could show that the ionized form is also in space, formed in these hostile environments. The electrons are removed. They are spat out into these diffuse clouds. The gravitational forces then form the clouds, and these molecules just stay there and are essentially indestructible.
And you mentioned that this might have implications even for finding life elsewhere in the universe. Why is that, and why are buckyballs so exciting for both astronomers and chemists to study?
Because of the amazing complexity and stability. I mean, nobody thought initially that there was anything out there in space except for hydrogen and maybe a little bit of helium. And with the discovery of simple molecules, the whole thing changed. And this led to a whole area which is called nowadays astrobiology. And now we make a big leap in this whole area, and one finds very complex, stable molecules. And one has to now think about really the formation processes of the smaller molecules. Maybe it is really the big molecules like the buckyballs and the ionized forms, which are the precursors for the formation of all the smaller molecules, which then by various chemical reactions lead to the formation of biologically active species.
And I think you mentioned that these bands that you've now positively, definitely identified are only two of a much bigger group. So are there still other mysteries left to be solved?
Oh, yes, there's always mysteries to be solved. It's the beginning, as I always say. So the field is wide open now for the next generation of scientists.
That was John Meyer talking to Lizzie Gibney. The results of John's paper are out in Nature this week and are also discussed in a News and Views article. Find both at nature.com/nature.